From there, they head out to Suge Knight's Club 662 to celebrate the win.
By 11:15 that evening, they were heading east on Flamingo, just coming to this intersection here at Koval. They were driving a black BMW 1996 model. Knight was driving. Tupac was in the passenger seat. Along the passenger side, right over here, came a late model white Cadillac. From inside, shots were fired, 14 of them. Tupac was hit four times, twice in the chest, once in the arm, and once in the thigh. Knight was mildly injured by some bullet fragments, but he promptly floored the car, spinning it completely around and took a U-turn so that it instantly had...
Tupac's condition improved a bit, but eventually he died 5 days later on September 13th.
Suge Knight, who was released from the hospital Sunday night, finally spoke with police on Wednesday and told them he, quote, heard something but saw nothing last Saturday night, leaving the cops with, as one spokesman put it, nothing, quote unquote, in the way of leads towards suspects or motives.
After he died, the circumstances in which he died, the fact that people at the time, especially when they didn't immediately solve the case, people believed he was still alive. Maybe it was set up. And the other thing about him is, you know, a year before he died, he was in prison for 8 months for sex abuse. And so when he got out, they say he recorded like 250 songs.
Wow.
You know, in a short period of time after he got out of jail, which allowed, after he died, allowed them to put out albums. Albums on top of albums. Changes didn't come out till after he passed away. So he had this combination of being a larger-than-life personality when he was alive, dying in this very public and painful way, and then there being a trove of his music for people to dig into and explore their conspiracy theories inside.
Yeah.
And he's not the first artist to die in their 20s. Right. There were lots of other artists that died in their 20s, generally for other reasons. And theories swirled around them, too, from, you know, John Lennon to Jimi Hendrix to Janis Joplin. And Tupac's place within hip hop and within music and pop culture history belongs right there with those names.
Mm. After the break, the Las Vegas Police Department announced an arrest in Tupac's murder. We look into the details and talk about what this all means after 27 years.